The global war of tariffs initiated recently by the United States is pushing us into a world of economic recession. The new age is the age of economic warfare, tariffs, recession, and increasing nationalism. Given the circumstances, we must address some of the pressing problems that this new age is creating for us. Doing this would require not only some of the bold initiatives that our policymakers and rulers must undertake, but also finding the right answers to some of the relevant questions to live in this difficult age governed by digital anarchy. What are those questions? Under the current circumstances, what is driving us apart? What is the ideal way to bring society together and rebuild it? What can we do to ensure that democracy remains compatible and survives the digital age? What can we do to ensure that voices raised by human beings have a greater chance of creating influence than voices being raised by bots? How to fight the menace of digital anarchy? History is not only about the past, but about change, rather more about change. We will suffer if we don't make efforts to adjust and adapt to the change. One big change that unleashed its immense powers in the past was the Industrial Revolution. Countries that were quick to understand and adapt benefited, developed, and exploited the revolution to the full. Those that were slow to catch up stayed behind and struggled to become part of the modern, developed world. Now, in the digital world and the age of nationalism, if the same countries don't undertake urgent reforms, the age of economic warfare, nationalism, and digital anarchy will eat into their social fiber and gradually tear it apart. History tells us how looking at the 1929 economic depression through two different lenses brought about two different outcomes. One outcome was for Germany, and the other for the United States of America. The lenses through which Germany looked at solving the problem were totalitarianism, imperialism, and militarism. Germany in 1929 was prospering as a democracy, and the unemployment rate was about 4.5%, but by 1932 it climbed to 25%. The promises that Hitler made to his people brought about the most brutal totalitarian regime in the history of Germany. In the United States, unemployment too reached 25%. And the average income of workers fell by 40% between 1929 and 1933. But there was no Hitler, Lenin, Stalin, or Mussolini who had taken over in the United States. Franklin D. Roosevelt used liberal democracy as a tool to find answers to the Great Depression that the United States suffered. In the Industrial Age, Hitler, Stalin, and Mao industrially murdered millions of people to fulfill their strategic ambitions and goals. In the years they ruled, the world witnessed a proliferation of totalitarian regimes, world wars, and genocides.